back to normal. You can't zoom in again when it's on, but that's one way that you can sort of help to focus.
Okay. So you're now the mother and the father. How does that feel?
The left with me is fine. I take care of them as a father, as the even way their mother was taking care of them because I own them. So I feel happy. Same day as no mother, I had a father, I had a mother. So I feel so happy to take care of them, like the same way their mother was taking care of them.
So what are some of the things that your wife would do, like in terms of looking after the children that you do now?
The thing most of the time she used to do, like washing, cooking, and I do this. Every Saturday I wash their clothes. That way I don't go to work on Saturday. Then Sunday I take them to service.
And how do you feel? Because you know in Liberia, the man has this job and the woman has this job. You know you are doing both jobs.
Yeah, I feel very happy because why? That what God say, God have taken her, and wish I don't have somebody now to yet bring in the home that way. So I have to take care of them.
So how people when you came? How long ago was it that you came back into the community?
I came on August the 31st, which was on Sunday. When I arrived here from the EOWA hospital, MAS, then I came home.
And how have people in the community responded to you?
When I left, I went. People were afraid of the air. They even said they are, in fact, that Ebola here, people are not coming around it. So later, it take a long time because even the family that are left here, they put them on quarantines for 21 days. So people were not even entering here. Only now, as you can see, people coming. But nobody was coming in here.
And how have people responded to you since you've come back?
When I came back, people were afraid. Only my relatives used to come. Sometimes they bring some help for me. So my relatives, they were very doing well.
So was this after you survived?
After the survival, when I came, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And why do you think people responded in that way to you?
Because they were afraid to come so that they said that Ebola, when you enter the somebody here, yeah, you receive it. That's how people think. Even when I survived, others were not coming until I brought my grandmother here. They came, even to my working place. They stopped me not to go there for 3 months. My grandmother is witness. She have to go there and talk. But later on, still, they were doing things out of the way that I come. I told my grandmother, I said, okay, in this situation, I have children, so you need to find me a place so that I can be at least going there to get small things for the family. So that I come. She sent me to health ministry through the other people, Reverend Sumo. She talked with Reverend Sumo. So through Reverend Sumo, I was able to start doing small things to take care of the kids that I fed her. They don't have parents.
And how do people still view you in the community? Do you think the fear is less or it's more?
Now, I can go around, I move around, I speak to people. People can they speak to me. Because I have taken almost 2 months since I left from EOWA. So I'm feeling comfortable.
Do you still think about the time when you had Ebola often? Do you still think about your experience with Ebola often?
The experience of Ebola, when after the death of my efficiencies, August the 10th, at 4 o'clock morning hour, I took her, I called the family, because that time, Ebola, the pressure was not that much. So I called the family, we did the burial. After doing the burial, we didn't bathe the body actually. But she and myself were here, she died in my hand. That morning now, I get up, my brother and myself were lying down. My brother started knocking her. I said, oh, they will want to die now, leave her. We shake her, no way. She was gone. before dying, she prays. She prays, say, hey God, I didn't hear what they said now. She pray. After praying now, she just do, I told my brother, I say, hey, my woman finished dying. I start crying. And when I shake her, my brother together, I go and shake her. That time, the late children, them, during the time she was sick, I took the two children and bring them in the next room because this is my own place. So I told them I bring them where their brother was. Then later on, we shake her. She could not shake. So I went across. I called my older brother. I said, William, I lost my darling, my wife, died. So what the situation next we can do? So we left. I called the other family. I said, since this is the situation, no need. Everybody should meet here in the morning. Unfortunately, a brother them, they came in the morning. They went. Because to bury, you have to get death certificate where she was taking a treatment. I spent money there. Later on, no way. They closed all the hospital down. There was no way. I tried, no way. A brother called me that I should take her to any hospital. I said, oh, a other brother came here. I said, but where are able to take the woman now? There is no hospital open. No need. We can't do any other work. A hospital open, and not by itself for money. Where she was taking treatment, I spent $2,800. Later on, they closed the place down. I told her, I bring her here. She was here, no treatment. No, she was just burning her above medicine, 1,000. I sent a lady in the market. She went and bought some medicine. The medicine, they prescribe. Other people prescribe it so that she can come and be taking it. But we tried, there was no way. Until finally, God took her. That God created her. After God took her, I called the family and we did the burial. Then from there, in that week, I started feeding her there. I started feeding her there. I went to the hospital. The doctors, my brother, myself, with my mother-in-law, started getting sick. We went to the hospital. The doctor tells me, he said, I'm malaria. The doctor tells the old man, he said, in fact, the old man get pressure. My brother, he said, my brother have soul in his stomach. I spent $7,000. Oh, suddenly, no way, no way, no way. So later my brother called me. He said, William, all the expenses you are making, it better you go to EAWA. When you go to EAWA, anything that go there, let the people test you. I left at between 2:30 to 3. We took a motorbike here. Here myself we went. When we went, they expected her, they gave her back. From there they started treating her, they took her blood, they went, they said we're positive. So we were there taking treatment. August 24. It was on Sunday, August the 25th. My brother died. Before dying, I was in the next room, so she was in the next room. So my friend them called me and said, ah, the way we see your brother, come and check in your pocket there. Yeah, all the things that he put down here. He not eating. I used to go there, I pet him to eat. He was not eating, no way. So I told the people, I said, I can't do any other work because myself, I'm fighting for my health. He is my senior brother. But he's supposed to be telling me, William, each time when he bring food, he can't eat it. Each time when he bring food, he was not eating it. When I tell him, Kilo, to take drugs, he was not taking it. I start thinking otherwise. So my brother used to call me and say, William, don't worry. You pay attention on your left. So I start thinking otherwise. I say, hey, God, I'm coming down now. I have my children. Let her away the treatment. The other woman, Anne, she used to come and talk to all me and the labor, Padre. Padre and myself were there. I sat corresponding, taking the treatment, eating. Sometimes when I eat, sometimes I will vomit. Sometimes when I eat the meat, I don't eat the meat. Only the rest I used to eat. Sometimes when I eat small, just to get appetite to take the drugs. So I will try and eat it. Small, I take the drugs. I sit down. I was doing it on suddenly until I started eating. The first time I ate, I said, hey, I ate today, oh, thank God at least, because I was not eating. The whole throat of me, the hiccup used to give me hard time, bitterness of my throat. But thank God, God who faced me, it brought me alive. Well, it was not easy.
What was the most difficult thing inside the ETU for you?
The ETU, when I went there, I didn't catch difficulties because they were already corresponding to all. They would eat three times, treating all, Jews, other things. They were very nice for all. When we were there, they were very good. We were eating three times to ETU. They did well for all. Only thing when I came, what all we have in the home, I have to burn them. I burn all those because they say, when I came, I burn all the material I have, clothes, mattresses. Even when Miranda came, when they left from UNICEF, they came, they entered the room, entered the house, she
you
saw the place.
Sit over here? Mm-hmm. You want to come sit over
sit
here?
Under.
Come sit by me. You can watch your daddy on the screen. Okay?